Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, this is your host. This is Stacy, this is the Diarene. You know we come out of Sacramento every Sunday from 3 to 4, and it is the 29th of August. And you know what? I need to take a step back today, and I need you guys to listen to something that is going to be my theme song, but has not yet because I don't have the rights, but I'm willing to take the chance because we need to take a step back. This has been a very emotional week for me, and I'm not the only black person in America. So, and I'm sure I'm not the only black person in America, even person of color, a person, period, with a freaking heart, you know. And I just need y'all to hear what is going to be my theme song and where this show really comes from. I play that bubbly, giggly ass shit. But you know what? I want to play something. Some of you will know it, and then we'll talk about it in just 1 second. Be right back. Here it goes. And it's off my phone. It's not on the system, so hopefully it's very clear for you. Here we go. What I'm talking about. That's what the diary originally started. You know, it's just you and me in this room right now, and I need you to feel me, black people. I need you to feel me, people. You know, we were talking about black history the past couple of weeks. You know, that is the lowest listenership that I have had in forever. But when I put the word nigga up there, I have 70 people listening within 7 days, and that's a damn shame. Somebody needs to understand that when it comes to our people, we need to step up. We need to represent. You need to come in here. You need to feel me. This ain't bullshit. This ain't just to hear myself talk like so many people out there are doing. Just like people for the past 47 freaking years on our behalf have just been talking. And they've been talking about a dream. And I'm going to school you on some shit. You know, this is a new era. I'm going to school you on a whole bunch of shit because I need my people to know you're better than what is happening right now. And as long as we focus on the bullshit, as long as we focus on the dream, oh, the dream. Well, yeah, for Martin Luther King, it was a dream. In 1968, yeah, it was a dream that we walk hand in hand. It should no longer be a dream in 2010. So we're talking about this stuff on Facebook, okay, because I go on there, some of my bros is on there, and other people on there, and, you know, 99% of the people I don't know. But, you know, you get to know people, and this is the new era. That's what they do. It's the Facebook, the electronic relationships. Those is bomb, right? I haven't met, because I'm a real person, the electronic relationship shit never worked for me. Never will, never gonna, and I've resigned myself to the fact that I'm happy with that because I'm not an electronic person. I am a real person with real zits on my face, zits on my ass. I'm fine. I already know. Y'all see. Baby Stace look good. All my kids is fine. So looks ain't nothing. You know, but you can be anything on the internet. So in 2010, we are anything and everything. And when it comes to black people, don't nobody give a damn. So we're talking about some stuff. You know, my brother says, he says, you know, we are simple-minded people. You know, that was his comment to me. You know, black people are simple-minded people. And that'd be real cool with me, and it said real good with me and my stomach if I wasn't a black person. Because that sits good with every other nationality. Oh, black people dumb, black people stupid, black people, even black people say black people are stupid, and it's a goddamn shame, and it needs to stop. And it only stop when we stop talking about dreams, because only sleep motherfuckers dream. Take the dream, make a plan, make it reality. Quit talking about dream. We love Martin Luther King. Yes, it was a dream. He gave his life for you raggedy motherfuckers over there that's listening to me. And he gave his life for me, too. So I owe it to people like that. You owe it to people like that to do more for your people than just resign yourself to saying, oh, that's a simple-minded. Maybe we simple-minded. Yeah, but guess what? When shit goes bad, it goes worse for us. And I don't know about you people, but I gave birth to kids who are giving birth to kids. And it's just, it don't sit well for me. Thank God it didn't sit well for my mother and father out of South Carolina, the racist, most racist state in this country, that it didn't sit well for my father to be a simple-minded nigga. Why does it sit so well with us today and we so technologically advanced, we so fucking smart, we got every phone in the motherfucking world. But black people go lower and lower and lower and lower and lower, and we don't care. I care. That's why I ain't low. That's why my boys are going to college. My sons graduated high school, going to college. The generation that should be dead, the generation that should be locked up. What, they say any child born after 1998, the black boy, has a 10-20% chance of being in the criminal justice system? If he's born after 1998, Christopher, Kevin Posey? No, it's not going to happen just because you're black. They say, yeah, just because you're black. No other reason. And I know everybody within the sound of my voice knows some. Most of the black people I know, all their brothers are, oh, they on parole, or they in the jail, or they just got out of jail. I got six brothers, ain't one of them ever. You know what I'm saying? So it's possible. Because it's all about what you perceive in your mind, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Yeah, simple-minded, you're exactly right. Because people don't expect anything. And you have to expect something to have something. So that's what today's going to be about. We don't talk about slavery and shit because there's no way to understand each other as black people and white people unless we understand what went down. And, yeah, it don't feel good to be on the receiving end of a penis. You know what I'm saying? But that's what happened. And until we face it, we're not going to heal from it. And, you know, everybody out there, it's all about dividing us. Nothing is about bringing us together. And I'm going to show you some shit. Okay, and I follow not only my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but I follow what's called the secret, and I'm sure many people heard that. And the secret is no more than believing that you are a creator of your universe. I think Jesus told me that. Okay, Jesus said that. Whatever your mind, you know, whatever you put your mind to, you can do. Everywhere the soles of your foot step, I'll give you. Okay, I'll provide for you. You know what I say to myself every day? And it's in the book of wisdom. I tell God, I got wisdom because you gave it to me because it's in the book. But not only that, he gave it to all of us. He gave it to all of us. We are infinite beings. So whatever we think, whatever we say, and whatever we feel is exactly what we're going to have. So if you think you're simple-minded, if you think your people are simple-minded, they're going to remain that way. So let's go over just some stuff about the secret before we go on to race relations. Because unless all black people have a different mindset about who they are, and it's not even black people, but I'm black and I love black people, and I'm no longer going to focus on what's bad. I'm going to focus on the positive things that I can do to eradicate the bad stuff, because whatever you focus on with thought and feeling, you're going to have. And I proved it to myself about 3 times this week. Whatever you, and I always knew it as a kid. But then what I always knew, too, is society out there says, no, you're limited, little black child. You're limited to what you can have. Little black boy, you're limited to what you can have. So don't even have the mindset that you can achieve whatever your mind can conceive. So you got to think. And today is all about thinking, and then we're going to go back to that slavery stuff. Because we're all going to be slaves unless we start to think right. Simple-minded, I don't like that. I don't like people saying that my race of people are simple-minded people, and then they can go to bed at night, and that'd be cool. So we talk about the secret. The secret is nothing more than the law of attraction. Whatever you put out there, whatever your body's putting out there, whatever your mind is putting out there, you're going to have. People have heard of karma, same damn thing. If you put out bullshit, guess what? You're going to get it back. And you see about how long it takes to get it back. You know what I'm saying? The secret is nothing more than that. If you put out good things and you put out great things, that's what you're going to get back too. And it's all about what you think and what you say. And there's a three-step process. And those of you that follow Jesus Christ, God, whatever, any religion, every religion tells us that God will give you what you ask for. If you have faith, you will receive it. That's the secret. But the secret goes a little further. Because in 2010, we're so smart, we know something called quantum physics. And because I'm a math person, when I read The Secret and I read my heart about what Jesus Christ has been telling me my whole life, as even as a kid, when I was in my backyard being the priest and giving masses with my neighbors, and I was always the priest. Because I got a priest in my family. So God has always been in my family, and I thank my parents for that. I'm so grateful for that. That's why we deserve, our kids deserve the very best that we can give them. I thank God for my parents, because if they wouldn't have done what parents are supposed to do, they had 11 kids. They could have had 11 monsters or 11 productive members of society. What did they do? They had 11 productive members of society, okay? Because they believed in that higher power. They believed that whatever I ask for, I can receive. My parents were from the South. They moved to Cali because they knew they wanted better, so they were willing to take the steps to do it. So the secret is the law of attraction. It works for good or for bad. So if you put good out there, you're going to get good back. If you put bullshit out there, that's exactly what you're going to get back. Three-step process. Ask him for what you want, your higher power, whoever it is. But you have the right to get it because quantum physics says that you cannot create a universe without a thought. So all of your universe that you've created up to this point is what you thought into your life. And I have to say yes, 100%. The universe that I have created, I brought that upon myself, and that's you too. But you can always change that, because as soon as you think, change your thoughts, you can change your life. And the secret says feel it, feel it, feel those things. Put your request out there to the universe. What kind of car you want? What kind of house you want? What kind of romance you want? What do you want? Put it out there in the universe. And what you also have to put out are good feelings, because the universe responds to good feelings. When you put out good, you get good back. That's all it's saying. That's what the Bible says. But that's what the secret says. Rent it, buy it, read it, watch it work in your life. Having it now. You got to have the feelings of having it now, right? Even Christ say that. Call those things that be not as though they are. Okay? Having it now, same thing. So people say, oh, the secret is a cult. No, because some fools out there have known the secret for quite some time. And if regular people get to know in the secret, regular people will be like me and say, hell no, I'm not going to do that. I quit, or fire me, go ahead. I know your game, because what I say every morning, I have wisdom. God has shown me the kingdom of God and knowledge of holy things. He's prospered me in my labors, and he's made abundant the fruits of my works. He protects me from the greed of my defrauders, and he enriches me. He protects me from my foes, and he enlightens me. He protects me from ambush, and he has given me the prize for my stern struggle, because I know that devotion to him is mightier than all else. How the hell are you going to say hell? Huh? How are you going to lose when you say that every day? Whatever your mind can conceive, you can have. So don't be simple-minded. Whatever you have, that's the secret. Focus on what you want. So as far as the Association of African-American Single Mothers, that's what this show's about. That's what I'm about. I'm looking at my stuff. I started it in 1997. Oh, and go to the website. It's new and improved, and it doesn't look like it was done with a crayon anymore. www.aaasm.org. Donate, volunteer. You'll like it. Some pictures up there. It looks much better. But as far as the association, you know me as a person. Here in Sacramento is not the most culturally acceptable, accepting place, especially in corporate America. But what does Stacey always focus on? You're a racist and you're a racist. I mean, yeah, they are. But if that's what you focus on, all you're going to do is get hit in the face by racists. But if you know who you are and you know that you're bigger than that, that that is just something that they want to put in your face, because if you feel those bad feelings, and that's what The Secret says, whatever you put out there, you're going to get. So if you're putting out bad feelings because somebody's a racist or you think they are, you're throughout your day, throughout your life, you're going to always have things that make you feel that same way. Like they say, when you go to the mailbox dreading the bill, what's there? The bill, because that's what you expect. Whatever you think, whatever you talk about with heart and feeling is what you're going to get. And a perfect example that made my logical self put it together. Everyone has had the feeling when they walk out the door, they know they're going to do something in particular. So you have something on your mind. You're feeling about it, right? You got this on your mind. You got it on your heart. This is where I'm going to go. But you know when you're forgetting something. Either you're forgetting some paperwork you need, you forget, it's like, damn it, I'm forgetting something. And hopefully before you get in the car and go a mile, you remember it and you go get it. But sometimes you don't, and it'll remind you. Same thing, the universe is trying to give you what you need. It's no different. Think about it. Whatever you focus on with thought and feeling, you will have, whether it's a bunch of racists in your face, or a bunch of victorious children after 22 years, or the belief that everything good happens to you. I mean, you can do that. You can have that. There's nothing wrong with that. So, look at my switchboard went out. We have some technical difficulties, and we're going to try to bring it back. I'm hoping I'm on the phone. And let's see what we got. Are we on the phone? Yeah, looks like we're there. So I'm going to take a break. Listen to what I said, because you get to grow with me on my journey, you know? And my biggest thing, and now I know, I've always had high hopes for what I could do for myself, for people. As a kid, my siblings used to make fun of me because they'd be in there talking, I'd fall asleep, and I'd wake myself up singing some love song at like 10, 12, 8 years old. And I used to think, man, I've always been that way. And as I got older, it was so easy for people to hurt my feelings and to hurt me, because at that point, not up until too long ago, I didn't know who I was. Because I'm a lover, why do I let a hater change my feelings from love to hate? That's ridiculous. That's what The Secret teaches. You know who you are. God's been trying to tell you who you are your whole life. And bigger than that, you can make who you are. If you want to change your life, you change your thoughts. Your actions will change, and the most beautiful thing that they say is that the universe will begin to respond to the nature of your song. I wanted to respond to the nature of your song, just like my song. Be right back. This is the diary. This is the Love Doctor coming up, baby. I was Love Doctor, and that's all I got to concentrate on, because at some point, like my spiritual mother says, you know, at some point, either you're gonna do what you need to do to get what you want, or you're not. And hating people and talking about people and talking shit and gossiping and adding on to more negative things is not going to get you what you want. Only thing that's going to get you what you want, what you need, is focusing on those things that you want with, and having a joyful feeling as you're trying to pursue those things, and to begin to know that your God and the universe is working on your behalf to grant your wishes, as long as you're working on your behalf, your own behalf. And how you do that is to think good thoughts, focus. Even if that means getting pictures of the things that you want God to give you. I want God to give me a Corvette. So guess what? I got a picture of a Corvette. I focus on it. But then I also focus on love and goodness and happiness and abundance and freedom and the ability to help people, even though I can't, you know, I haven't been able to run my food program because I lost my job. But I could go to my neighbor's house and help him move because he's single, he's by himself, and he got a whole bunch of stuff in his house. I could do that. You know, so what you can, what God takes away in one place, he gives back, but it's all about what you put out there. And if you want to get what you want, you have to put good feelings, good things out there, and God will respond, the universe will respond with good things. So remember, whatever you focus on with thought and feeling, you will have, whether it's good or bad. Hate, love, okay, fear or faith, total opposites of each other, which one you want to focus on. That determines what you're going to get back. So, and we good. So, now, I want to make sure I talk about one thing that everybody sold 2012, right? 2012, the world's going to end. That's the end of the world, right? Everybody's so scared, so that's why they broke the bank. But I want to give you just a little history about 2012 and the end of the age and all of that stuff, and I want you to look it up for yourself. And the Mayan calendar says the end of the world is 2012. Yeah, see, this country and probably a whole bunch of other countries are relying on the fact that people are just ignorant, that we can just keep you so occupied with, oh, I got to pay my bills, or I'm about to lose my car, or oh, my boss going to fire me, or whatever, or my pastor says. You get so wrapped up in that shit that you can't really take the time to educate yourself in a godly way, in a round way. So 2012, you know, people say, you know, if you believe in the horoscope, or people say, oh, you believe in horoscopes, or you believe in Jesus. Well, those stars and those constellations and all of that stuff, you know, the Egyptian people way back when, they were pretty smart. And they believed in that system of the 12 months, and then there's 12 ages and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. So look it up for yourself. But long story short, people are saying that the world's going to end in 2012 because when the birth of Jesus brought on the age of Pisces. Okay, so from the time of Jesus' birth until 2012 is the age of Pisces. That's why Jesus' symbol is the fish and all of that, worshiping goats and stuff. Yeah, they were, because at some point you went from worshiping a goat to a lamb to now with Jesus. He was the age of Pisces. That period of time, those period of years, was the age of Pisces. So that's why his symbol is the fish. And that ends in 2012. Well, 2012 begins the age of Aquarius. And I like fifth dimension, and I like what they say about the age of Aquarius. But look into it. That's supposed to be where peace and love rules and blah, 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 blah. So don't get caught up in the myth that you need to go buy a bunch of water. And Jesus says, yes, I will be with you until the end of the age. Well, he was talking about 2012, and I'm going to be with you after that and then to forever. Okay? So, no, the world's not going to end in 2012. Forget the movies. Forget the bullshit. Everybody's hoping you stay ignorant and learn about the astrological ages. Everybody says, oh, I'm a Capricorn. I'm a Sagittarius. I'm a da-da-da. Figure out what the hell it's about, and you'll know what 2012 is about. Now, let's go on. So for the association, we're going to focus on good things: education, family, togetherness, respect, economic prosperity. Not the fact that we're the lowest here, the lowest there, the dumbest, the dumbest. And even I get caught up saying it because that's the facts. But that's not what we want. We want education for black people. We want families to stick together. We want neighborhoods to stick together. We want togetherness among people of color. We want good for people. We want to respect each other. We want the police to respect us. so we can respect the police. Okay? Look, and if you look at our history, that's where it's so vital to me. If black people would study their history, I mean, to me, nobody should be mad at a black person. You know, and the word racist and the word nigga and all of that are only words, and the word terrorist and some of the, even the wars we and the, some of the bomb, all of that stuff is just meant to scare us and to divide us. And now what is the, how many people say the Twin Towers are brought down by Americans so we can have some new villain? Okay, the Muslims. And look what's happening. And, I've watched a whole lot of controlled demolitions. And, them, boy, them look like a bunch of controlled demolitions to me. I don't know. But, you know, and then they want to put in your mind that you're not a loyal American if you think your own country can do that. Oh, my God. I mean, they probably wiretapping my ass right now, but why? I mean, for what? How much dirt can you do? Because that stuff you put out, see, and they know the secret. That's why 97% of Americans, you know, make all the money. Or don't make all the money, make all the money for the 2%. They know the secret. They know the secret. Now you know the secret. You know they know, so they know whatever we put out there, man, and we done put some shit out there. You get back, whether for good or for bad. So I would think, logically, like I'm trying to do for my own life, I'm trying to put some good shit in there so I can get that back. But then I'm thinking, man, I did a lot of good over the years. Never asked nobody for anything. And can't ask nobody for nothing right now. You know? So, but I know I deserve better. And I can ask the universe for what I want. Because if you ask people, boy, your ass will be out. I learned that. Shoot. Even people say they love you. So go to our new website. Check it out. And there's a donation page, and if you see up there, I put a dollar. Everybody got a damn dollar. Donate a dollar to the nonprofit so we can get the stuff going, the online. Oh, and great news. The Association of African American Single Mothers have become an official No Child Left Behind tutor for Natomas. And see, and even that word, you say no child left behind, all the universe sees is child left behind. Child left behind. So that's why they've all been left behind the past, what, 8 years? But what's our president call his? The March to Success or Some to Success or Road to Success? It was something positive. Why the president win? Because he put out something positive and he got something positive back. What did the other guys put out there? And then they'll lose again because if you put out fear, that's all you'll get. And my main thing is in America, there are more of those people that are willing to voice their opinion. There are more of the people that want the bad stuff, that are willing to get up off their asses, go out to a park, and voice their opinion. Look at Beck's stuff as opposed to our boy Sharpton. I'm thinking he thought about that maybe Friday before, you know, oh, shit, I got to do something tomorrow. I better do something. You know, that's all Martin Luther King got? Is that a high school, man? I'm embarrassed. But nobody is embarrassed with me. You know, when is America going to expect and name or just expect and demand true black leadership? It's going to take somebody dumb like me to cuss somebody out and get noticed or something because it's all about your heart, just like the after-school program. They contact me every year. I give them all my stuff. I'll never hear from them. They contacted me this year. I said, look, and me being me, it's like, look, I've come to every meeting you guys have ever asked me for. To come. I've come here, there, and everywhere. I've always come, and at the end, I never hear back from you guys. I said, look, you have your meeting, and call me if you still want me. Boom, they call me. But, you know, it's like, she said, Stacey, I could tell you have a heart. I'm like, you know, all these other people are faking. You know, they're getting over on kids because there's a paycheck, a government paycheck behind they faking. When I talk to the after-school tutor programs all throughout the year, the parents say the kids don't come home learning shit. Because it's free, right? Well, it's free. Oh, well, free. You get what you pay for. But I said, she said, Stacey, I know you have a heart for this. I'm like, yeah, you knew it last year. You knew it the year before that. But I love you for it. Let's go. Let's do it. So I'm thinking I'm going to call her tomorrow because I might have been dreaming then, too. Because it's happened more than once. You know, kids deserve better than this shit. No child left behind. That Bush knew what he was doing. Put that shit out in the universe. That means all y'all got about to be left behind. And I'll be damned if they're not. Success, prosperity, education, economic freedom, freedom, love, peace, not jail, parole, you know, bullshit. Just like the Rihanna shit. You know, they love she put that video out there. Was she putting out into the universe? get your ass beat and still keep fucking. Come on now. She putting out there to black young women. That's all. That's as good as you deserve. Because not only did it happen to me in real life, sisters, okay, but I look cute now. I'm cute, right? I'm cute. Me, we all cute. Not only did it happen to me in real life, sisters, I'm going to make a video out of it. And this time I'm going to let a white man beat my ass. Oh, it's about a white beating. You know, come on, girl. Oh, what you put out there, that's why they put that shit out there. That's why, oh, get the new phone that can do all of this so I can put more negative shit in your kids' ears and eyes and mouths and all that shit. So we fall for it, but I thank my God that I'm immune to it, that I woke up thanks to my daughter. She reintroduced me to the secret. I was like, Jess, you know what? Jess, you're the greatest. That's why my family's going to be powerful, but it takes some time, but it's all about what's in your head. If you think you're a hoe, if you think you deserve to be beat, if you think that's all your family deserves is the last everything, the bottom of the everything, you know, why is it New Orleans still? Why is it got cars and roofs and shit 5 years later? I'm like, don't show me the Katrina shit. I can't sit and watch black people suffer. That's just not me. I don't give a fuck who they are. They black people. It's crazy. Like, you always say black people. Come on, wake your asses up. Quit trying to be so goddamn cute and help your people. Free for all, motherfuckers. I'll be back. Somebody want a real black leader? Somebody? You know? Is there anybody? Anybody raising their hand on the internet? God damn. Oh, girl, black people, girl. No, you black. What you mean, girl? Man, we got to get out of that mentality. We got to get out of there. Because, you know, Oprah's a nigga just like, you know, Bobo Willie is a nigga. It don't make a difference. So until we all get respect. Oh, Oprah, have a great vacation. Girl, you deserve it. Goodbye. Anyway, let's talk about Black history. So when we started the terrible transformation, is it the beginning where they got all the slaves and all that stuff? And, you know, it's in order for Black and white people to heal, we must talk about it. You know, and Black people, you know, it just saddens me that Black people have no interest in learning their own history. Like I said, the listenership is as low as it's ever been because I'm trying to teach people something, you know? And, you know, who would want to talk about this shit? Who would want to talk about you constantly fucked me over for years, now what? And I'm going to talk about it and show you point by point. Who would want to talk about that shit? You know, but to continue a systematic kind of disrespect and not acknowledging the stuff and not acknowledging that, you know, we didn't only just have slavery, we kind of made it a systematic kind of shit, you know? And I'm going to go over some stuff today. I'm hoping I'm going to finish it today. And we'll see. It's just like today, but it's just different, you know? You know, who would want to talk about this shit? You know, because Black people don't have enough power to force other people to talk, to force a conversation on people, just like we know. Unless, you know, the young white kids start getting killed or having AIDS or getting diseases and stuff, nobody pays attention to any of that. As long as it's just us, you know, it's the Black people. You know, oh, well, it's the Black people. And then other races of people come to this country with that same attitude. And I got to do something to stop that, you know. That has to, no, see, that's what they say in The Secret. You always trying to fight something. No, but I'm, yeah, you know it exists. But the way I fight is with some love and with some education and not hating people and letting them understand. We're going to ruin our country. Andrew Young was on TV yesterday. Said something about, I wish we get together as brothers before we go down as fools. And he just said that. He said that yesterday, and I tweeted that. I'm like, yeah. So today, and he's one of the civil rights dudes. You know, them dudes is old and tired. They shouldn't be expected to do anything but hope somebody steps up to the plate on their behalf. And it sure the hell ain't. You know, where is Jesse Jackson? I didn't see him at all yesterday, but we left it to Al Sharpton, man. We left our leadership to Al Perm Sharp. You know what, that ain't even right. But come on. We go from Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy, you know, to Al Sharpton. Even the NAACP kind of railroaded our own people. And, oh, Shirley Sharai, big ups. Tell him to kiss your ass. Anyway. Come on, we go from Martin Luther King to Al Sharpton, and everybody thinks it's okay? Knock, knock, people. Am I the only one that thinks it ain't okay? Come on. Somebody email me at director@AAASM. You just want to hear some shit or you want to make a difference? There's plenty of shit to hear, and people are listening to me, hopefully because they want to make a difference or help me make a difference. Come on now. We go from Martin Luther King to Al Sharpton, and for 47 years we still talking about dreaming, man. Yeah, it was a dream for him. We need a plan and some action. Get up off our ass. That's why I wear Nikes, baby. I'm ready to go. I can outrun any of you. Damn it. All right, here we go. All right, so we were talking about the terrible transfer, you know, before the people got here. Our boy Anthony Johnson had land. He had all that stuff. Now we're going to zip on up to where we had the slave boats and how they was just jumping off and shit and whatever. So we're going to move up to 1810, and as the numbers of blacks rose, so did the fear and violence and retaliation, and the worst of all was South Carolina. So, you know, and I got to look up, right? That's the crazy people. Let me say that. South Carolina, right? That was the stronghold of slavery back then. Okay, so as the numbers, I mean, the black people were outnumbering these people, and of course, you know, they're going to get scared and, you know, the black people just didn't settle. So, you know, in order to control us, the violence got worse, the retaliation got worse. Things like the blacks would have their legs cut off and stuff to keep from running away, and as an example. So the white people, English whites, started asking themselves, you know, well, what punishment is too much? You know, but what... It's just amazing to me, as a person brought up in the church, and that Christ exists and brotherhood and love and stuff, and it was just so cool to do this kind of stuff. You know, it was a system of control, basically, you know, that was just based on beating the shit out of somebody to keep them right. You know, we don't even do that to dogs today. Look at Michael Vick's ass. Okay. Michael Vick's ass, okay? But come on, in comparison, come on now. You know, because I study history, that's why it don't sit good in the pit of my stomach. And it's like, okay, well, we need to learn from this stuff. You know, we need to learn from this stuff. And people need to be called on the carpet and called accountable for things, you know. And when it comes to black and white people, it's always been that division thing, you know, and it'll continue to be. And then when Barack won, you know, he ain't done nothing but represent black people. He ain't done nothing for us. We worse off now than we were. You know what I'm saying? But to some ignorant population in America, that was like the worst thing that could happen because, once again, what's that karma thing? What's that secret thing? They like, damn, they know their history, okay? They just trying to make your dumb ass forget it and continue to forget it and say, oh, nigger, nigger. See, you said nigger. I can say nigger. That's as deep as they go with it. I cracked myself up. All right. All right, so. They started asking, how much force is too much for the Negroes, all right? So one dude's reading his diary, but the system of control, it just became a policy, okay? Violence early 1800s, just became policy. Fuck it. We ain't even thinking about it. And one dude was reading his diary. Today is 7/4. I'll go to church and praise the Lord and came home and beat Jenny for stealing some vodka, stealing some something, and then had lunch and danced with Martha, and then beat Tom for pissing in the bed. That was their diary, man. It's like, wow, Alicia Keys should have been back in those days because there's so many things that was on their mind. And they said, well, the blacks started asking them, you know, how could you do this? Don't you think about what you're doing? And he's like, well, what I'm doing is part of the afterlife. right now it's policy to beat your ass and to strap you up and to cut off you. I mean, okay, so why do black and white people still hate each other today? There should be some kind of healing that can spring forth from the simple fact that, damn, one race of people should not have ever been treated that way. There should be a little bitty spark of love and compassion between black and white. We ain't talking about Mexicans, Germans, Russians. Everybody got a better break than black people. So I'm not talking about everybody else, okay? I'm not talking about Holocaust. I'm not talking about any of that shit, okay? I'm talking about this crazy shit that if we know our – and I'm thinking, wow, man, if knowledge is power. So if I can sit little kids down together and say, you know, these things did happen, but we did not know any better. You know, back then we didn't know, well, we knew better, but we didn't, how do you say we knew better, but we didn't give a damn? How do you explain that to a kid? That's why we fight so hard to face it. How do you explain this to a kid? Okay, hey, humility, there you go. Just be humble and say, you know what, we did do some stuff, and maybe we can set up some kind of fun for, you know, because we never have really, and we have so many disparities in between these two races of people that maybe all of this shit that's been going on has something to do with it. That would heal the country and please God, I think. You know, because I know he's not very, we're using his name to cut people's legs off and shit just so they can keep picking cotton thank you, Mom and Dad, for being Southern people that didn't just, you know, be so bitter, but knew that what they wanted to see for their kids was better than what they had for themselves, better than the world would even give them. My dad was 52 years old when I was born, and I was born in 1964. When was the Voting Act, right? And he, wow. We have to understand this about each other so it can heal. There can be some healing that can take place with understanding, with love and compassion. But as long as, you know, all of that Glenn Beck stuff was all just to make black people mad. I went back down and talk about Martin Luther King. You didn't even do nothing on Martin Luther King. So what you worried about? You at a high school. You know, it's all just to divide. It's all for division. Whatever the dude said, I don't even know what he said, but we have to stop that. So I want to inform you. You know, all people of all colors, we need to understand this is what went down. Okay, so with so many black people filling up the cities, you know, the density of blacks is just crazy. There's a lot of black people, so white people were scared. So they say in a way that the white people all also became slaves, in a way, because they constantly were living among their enemies. I mean, you know, shit. You forcing these people to cook for you? Ain't no telling what's in your food. You know what I'm saying? Growing numbers of black people, the hostility just grew. So in 1728, the Spanish and English, well, the Spanish started, no, here we go. Let me get it right. Blacks started running to Spanish Florida because they knew that was somewhere they could go and be free. And at the time, it was bubbling up against the English and the Spanish. So South Carolina, it started bubbling up. Black people started rebelling, especially in South Carolina, because there was a very high population of black people. They started poisoning their masters, killing them in the 1730s. And then they say at that time, I guess in South Carolina, there were a ton of Angolan slaves. And Angolan slaves were known to be the most rebellious. They wasn't standing for it. They something like me, probably. They're like, hell no. I'd rather die than do this. So they say the Angolans were the troublemakers. I'm like, yeah, I'm probably Angolan. I love that shit. Okay, they would be the most difficult and rebellious. So, shit, Jimmy, an Angolan slave, man, he got him 20 of his bros, all right? And they found out that the Spanish were fighting the English, okay? So they were like, shit, we're going to fight for the Spanish, for our freedoms. Shoot, no problem. They went to a gun shop, stole some guns, killed the owners, and then left the owners' heads on the doorstep. Okay, they killed about 20 people. But they started with 20 people. They killed 20 people, and by the time they went through the towns, they had about 100 strong. Okay? So when the English army heard this shit, see, and, you know, that's what we do when we riot today. It's synonymous. Same shit. The same tactic. Same shit. They, you know, 100 slaves, they brought out the English army on their ass. Because they were like, no, 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 no. You are not in control of your own life, so I'm going to bring the English army. That's like, think about the National Guard and some of the shit they've probably done in the past. Same shit. English army comes and gets these black folks and say, oh, no, no, no. So basically, they all got killed, okay? Violently killed, violently killed them, cut off their heads, okay? Put the heads everywhere so the black people could see. You rebel, Negro, this is you too. They were meant to be made an example of, and this I'm going to take another break because I think we call it something different today, but back in the days, they passed what was called the Negro Act, okay? It was laws and legislation. And you know, that's what America does, you know? And then they say, well, 9/11 happened, so now we can do this Homeland Security shit, so now the government can get in everybody's shit, not just, you know, our boys from the Middle East. You know, yeah, we let shit happen. We do shit, and as soon as we do shit, we pass these laws to limit. So they passed the Negro Act because it is, because these Negroes was not about to rise up no more. So it came from the uprising. Okay, and here's some of the rules. Okay, it took away whatever freedoms that the slaves had at the time. Okay, and it became the model for all the slave laws. Okay, throughout what they called at that time British America. Okay, it took away freedom of movement. Took away freedom of assembly. It took away their right to earn money. It took away their right to learn to read. All of that shit was outlawed. And South Carolina was the worst. Okay? Because of this, South Carolina started to say, hey, white people, we need more of you here because there's too many black people. And they uprising. We can't let this happen. So then they go to New York, where at that time, 1730s, there were about 11,000 people total, and 2,000 of those guys were black. Okay, very dense population of black people. There was no trust, you know. They considered black men were domestic enemies, okay. They were the most troubled, most rebellious by law at that time. They couldn't even be out at night. They couldn't have any money, okay. They couldn't be out in numbers of three or more. So, you know, when the cops pull up to you, three or more, it's the same shit today. Okay, could not be out drinking at night. But in New York, they did all of the things. Okay, they organized clubs and gangs. Okay, they were a public threat. Okay, so in 1741, fire started breaking out in New York. So they equated that to all of these black people, you know, being out on the street and acting up. So at, they passed a law again that every male 16 and older was gathered up at that time and put in jail. They were put in jail. So, you know, we need to learn this stuff because I got two black males that all through their high school career didn't get nothing but harassed. You know, and there has to be some point where some black leader wakes up and says, you know what, we have to discuss these issues. We have to discuss these issues. We have to. And then again, come on, black people, black leaders, black people with money, black educators. How come there is no law that is passed to say that we must learn black history? Why isn't there some law that says we make it an option that if you are an African-American child and you choose to take black history in elementary school, in high school, in junior high, we're going to make it available? You know, don't let me be the president. And I will, you know how that goes. But, you know, why is it? And we got to ask those questions in 2010 because I don't see things getting better, but they have to. They have to. So this is the diary. I'm going to take another breath. I hope you like what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about too much black history, so I don't turn off dumb people. You got to learn your history, and you got to pass it on. It's important. Shit, you made the country. You don't even know. If you knew your history, you'd be so much prouder of who you are as a person. Damn. We're going to play in the bedroom because we are, and we like it. This is the diary where I love you. This is the diary, your host, Stacy, out of SAC, every Sunday, 3 to 4. And I want you guys to remember a whole bunch of stuff I said. You know, your black history, that's important. It's very important. We not strong just because. You know, we strong for a reason. I want to thank a couple of people this week, Deborah, for meeting with me and everything going good. And, you know, I'm a big kid at heart, so there's nothing more exciting to me than trying to help kids do better in math because that's my thing. I love it. You know, math is fun. You know, you're usually the only one that knows it, you know, and it's fun to teach kids. And my thing is not to make them so scared, you know, about it, you know, because, well, what was that one thing that we couldn't do because of the Negro law we couldn't read, you know? So it's a shame that it's so easy for us to throw away our education as black people. You know, there was a time where there was a law that said you were forbidden. You know, now everything is basically free and you're keeping it from yourself. That don't even make sense. So, you know, I want you to think about the secret. if you know karma, okay, and if you know what I said about that feeling about, oh, I'm leaving something, well, any logical person has gone through that. It's the same stuff. Look it up, read it, think about it. We're having our online after-school program from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday for the kids. So, you know, we got to get together. You know, and if nothing else, bunk, y'all. God's going to bless whatever you do in his name, and I'm doing everything. I've never asked anybody for anything. That's why I can't do it today. But I've asked God to help me and lead me and help me believe in myself, and even if people don't believe in me, because whatever I need to do to improve the plight of young black kids, I'm going to do it. I did it for my own kids. I made them some strong warriors, you know, and they were the worst of the worst. My kids are supposed to be the generation that's just the worst of the worst, and they're not. They're the best of the best. So if I can do that all by myself, you know, then you can do it with some help. You know, that's what the diary's all about. Check out our new website, donate your dollar. It's going to a good cause. And if you know anybody interested in the online tutoring stuff, let me know. I'd be more than happy to talk to anybody. We're having the kids go over exactly what they need, okay? Math, ethics.
I mean, what's ethics?
Your duty to yourself, to society, to your family, da-da-da. That's ethics. These kids don't know nothing about that. And you know what? We let this stuff, but we're going to go on to what they do with education. And love and goodness, that's what kids deserve, okay? This is the diary where you deserve the best, I deserve the best. Remember, ask, believe, and receive, because God wants to bless you just like he has blessed me and my family. You ain't no different. Quit being so scared to learn about your history. Go back and look at some stuff. We're going to continue on. But black history is like kryptonite to some black people, so I don't want to turn too many people off at one time. But it's so important. It's who you are. And if where you're at right now, you don't too much like it, start to learn who you are. Learn about what God wants. Learn about what you want. You are the God. What they say, the Michelangelo that you are creating is you. And you do it with your thoughts. Battlefield of the mind, baby. If you let this country say you ain't worth nothing, you can't have nothing, and they control us with jobs, as we can see, can't nobody control you. You control you, and you do it with how you think and what you say, and know that I love you. Have a great week. Tell me what you think about the site, and just be good. You know, everybody got to be good. Be good for whatever that means to you. But be good to each other, that's for certain. This is a diary where I love you and have a wonderful, wonderful week. Peace.